welcome to another Learning is Change podcast by Ben Wolkoff. Today is Thursday, July the 26th, and it's been a while since I've podcasted, quite a long time. The thing that I was waiting for was for a microphone for the iPod Touch to come out, and alas, the only ones that have come out have been iPod Touch hacks by this I don't know if you call them a company or a collective called Touch Mods, and they're super expensive and not at all supported by Apple, and so I'm not sure that I wanted to get into that. But I'm headed up to the Thai 2008 conference in Copper Mountain, Colorado, and I'm heading up on Thursday for the first time in the morning because my wife is 9 months pregnant and my daughter has pink eye and croup and all kinds of awful things that needed to be taken care of and things like that. So took care of my wife and daughter last couple days, but I'm gonna go up and do some looking around and at some presentations today, as well as gearing up for my presentation tomorrow, which is on the ripe environment for authentic learning, which is something that I talk about often on the blog and the podcast. And, well, I have to say that it has been almost a year to the day. It'll be a year on Sunday since I first wrote the post about the ripe environment. And my hope is that by tomorrow's presentation, but certainly by the year anniversary of the post, that I will have the full cycle of 10 posts describing the sort of 10 factors that cause the ripe environment. My cycle of 10 posts will be completed. And in order to get that done, I would like to devote this particular podcast to talking about the 10th one, which states that the most powerful and important learning that anyone will do, student, teacher, is not going to happen in an isolated setting like a conference, a professional development session, in one classroom, in terms of in one class period. It actually happens, and I guess I'm going to try and make the case that the most powerful learning happens in those sparse moments when you are thinking things through on your own and you don't have to worry about the pressure of the moment. Now, one of the other 10 prerequisites for the ripe environment, I talked about creating time to connect more than two things together, and making sure that you have a workflow of passion so that you are digging at or getting at only the meatiest parts of what are important for the learning and things like that. But the idea that within a particular conference or within a particular session, the connections that you make there only exist in that moment. They are held, and it's almost beautiful in a way that they're held in that particular moment of that session or that class period. All of the students will be that particular age or will have those particular ideas only in that session. And even if you record it and have a really amazing back channel and those kinds of things while it's happening, it is only afterwards, or it is only on your own in a process of reflecting, in a process of personal engagement. And that, to me, is the biggest part of it. It is only through the process of personal engagement that you make the learning stick. I like to think about the metaphor of a typewriter. We type so many different things, emails and blog posts and wiki edits and all of these different things, and those are copied. They are broadcast out to thousands of people. They are available to be accessed at all times, and they are not held in a singular spot. And in a certain sense, they're somewhat cheapened by the fact that they can be copied or built upon or broadcast out to the masses at all times. It's not special in the same way that a singular piece of paper with a typewritten series of words that will never exist in that exact order with that exact typeface written in that exact way, they'll never exist like that. A blog post will never exist like that. And there's something to be said for the typewriter, for the that singular sensation, the singular moment of those words, that order, that typesetting, that typewriter. And I think about a class period or a PD session or something like that as a typewriter. It is something that is held in that moment. Even if you have a back channel or something like that, you are recording that. You are capturing it. And it will never happen that way again. Which is definitely the draw of a conference or of a classroom, is that you can't get that kind of interactivity without it being somewhat of a singular moment. If it was something that you could do every few minutes and have that same kind of interaction, you know, kind of whenever you wanted to, I don't think that it would work very well. There's a lot to be said for the voluntary giving of all of the different stakeholders' time. And whether or not they've been asked to be there or they are somewhat forced, as in students' case, you know, it's hard to say. It is an absolutely amazing thing that any group of people gets together and says, this time is ours, this is going to be the moment that we start something, or really that we capture something. And so I do not wish to take away from those kinds of experiences at all. I think that they are vital. But to me, the capture, that singular moment, that is not where the truest learning and the longest lasting learning, I should say, that's not where the ripe environment is solidified and crystallized. The ripe environment, I think really that last prerequisite, what I'm talking about there, is pushing the ripe environment from a place into a mindset. When you take the time on your own to reflect upon the ripe environment, when you take the time to connect things together without others, and without the pressure of the moment, that is when the ripe environment becomes something that is a way that you think. It's something that you are constantly looking for in kind of around every turn of your around every turn of phrase that comes through your head. And you know, it's something that I think is hard to distill for people, because you have to have an experience within the ripe environment first in order to know what you are looking for, know what you are supposed to be reflecting on. And when I'm talking about this process of reflection, it is not merely the aspect of saying, what did I like? What do I want to do better? Rather, the process of reflection is the process, for me, of making meaning that goes from the impersonal and very public to the personal. And so, although I think that you can make meaning while the ripe environment in a moment is happening, it is so much more powerful and so much more, like I said, long-lasting if it is taken and afterwards made into I would say personal transformation, so that whatever has been learned within the ripe environment is made real for a personal set of circumstances, for one person. And it is distilling out what is important, what is valuable, what is vital for you. And I think that students don't extend that ripe environment very often. If they have an amazing class session, they are not asked to make the learning personal. And I think that's what that last prerequisite is about. It's about making learning personal. And I think that's what the ripe environment is all about. So I guess I'll write a little bit about this on the blog as well, but that's kind of my definition of the last prerequisite. I think I still have two more to do, but hopefully I'll get the full cycle up by tomorrow morning. I will be hosting somewhat live. From a few different places. Ustream, we'll have a back channel going, and we'll be talking about the ripe environment for authentic learning. And if you'd like to join in, it'll be at 8:30 Mountain Time. We'll be up at Copper Mountain, but you actually don't have to go there. You can attend from anywhere that you would like, because I do think those singular moments are important. So if you'd like to leave a comment on this particular part of the ripe environment or on anything else, you can go to learningischange.com/blog. And if you would like to send me an email, you can send it to ben@learningischange.com, and I will get it and respond to you very quickly. And thank you so much for listening. I hope to hear from you soon.